In the dark, be at the forefront of backup power. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators at 864-556-8002.
CBS Just Solved Mondays.
Federal agent.
With two doses of NCIS.
You up for a ride?
Saddle up.
First, NCIS returns with an answer to the explosive cliffhanger.
What gives missing? I feel like things are falling apart.
Then, Vanessa Lachey stars in the new series, NCIS Hawaii.
I got you right where I want you.
Just going where the case takes me.
It all starts tonight at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Then, a 7 News consumer exclusive. You don't click. You don't answer. You don't do anything. And spyware is on your phone.
You can do it without your input in any way, shape, or form.
7 News' Diane Lee is revealing the critical steps to protecting your phone and your information.
It's a huge shift from thinking that our phones are protected to not at all.
I'll give you the simple steps to protect your phone and guard your personal information.
A 7 News consumer exclusive. Tonight on 7 News at 11, right after NCIS Hawaii.
It's fall and the savings time at AgPro, and it's the perfect time to land a John Deere 1023E tractor with loader for just $204 per month, or a powerful 1025R tractor with loader for $235 per month. Stop by your home team, AgPro, and we'll help you tackle your fall chores with a time-saving, money-saving John Deere. Visit agproco.com to see all the fall into savings offers. Offer ends 9/30/21. Subject to approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. All six lines of lit. I'm coming to you. Orange End Zone and Easy writes, "Well, what's your belief on subbing, not replacing a starting quarterback during a game? I think it can help the starter see things differently. Can make it positive. Other people disagree, say it could destroy his confidence. Every other position gets subbed during the game. Why not quarterback?" For one reason, I mean, I think you've already determined that DJ Uiagalelei is your best answer at quarterback. And quite honestly, that game on Saturday was in doubt until the final plays. So I'm not sure you're at that point. I think you already have continuity issues, and I'm not sure that replacing the quarterback right now would improve your continuity issues. I think this group just needs to play together. The linemen shoulder to shoulder need to play together. The wide receivers need to play together. The quarterback needs to play with the wide receivers in game situations. And as a whole, they need to grow better together. And I understand your point, but I think that I think that right now what I'm looking for is some continuity. And I realize it looks sort of ugly right now, but I still think it will look better. And just remember, it looks ugly in a lot of places right now. You're not alone. Now, this offense thus far has been a bit of a culture shock to Clemson fans, and I get it. I get it. But I think it will start to look gradually better on a week-by-week basis. I think this was a particularly bad matchup for the issues that Clemson had been having. Back to the phones. It is Robert, Malcolm, Rick, Georgia Tech Mike, Tiger John, Bagel John, something else John. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good, and you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
I called in to make some comments, but I have got to comment on this Clemson thing. Clemson's offense has a few issues, and you've done a great job of pointing out all of those issues. But two of them stick out to me that people, callers, have been picking on for a couple of weeks now. Number one, the offensive line. Yeah, the offensive line should be better, but if you do a breakdown, Clemson has 21 offensive linemen on their team. One's a grad student, two are seniors, two are juniors, seven are sophomores, and nine are freshmen. And the best of them are the freshmen and sophomore. Offensive line is not something you can just come in, you know, very rarely come in and just automatically start dominating. So, you know, in all fairness to Robbie Caldwell, and I agree, you know, Robbie Caldwell, he's had a good run, and, you know, everybody reaches their peak, but I trust Dabo to, you know, make that decision when that decision needs to be made. But there's a lot of youth on that offensive line.
Well, and you got guys playing different positions this year too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
McFadden slipped sides, Bockhorst moved to center. And you know, and I think out of necessity. And look, there are some sort of game by game adjustments going on right there. And then, you know, Tate is a young player who I think has all sorts of talent, but he's still making some mistakes, you know, and so these things are not helping. And that's why I said, I think I didn't think this going into the year, but when I reset my thoughts after the Georgia game, I thought that it would take 5 or 6 games.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. Second of all, the receivers. And listen, Clemson has talent everywhere at receiver position, but you've got a young receiver coach in Tyler Grisham, and he's replacing a legend. Jeff Scott's the best receiver coach Clemson ever had.
Dabo Swinney spends a lot of time with the receivers.
Yeah, Jeff Scott's a better receiver coach than Dabo Swinney. Jeff Scott made us wide receiver.
I'm not sure I'm gonna say that. There were a lot of people when Coach Scott was here who, in fact, all I heard was that, you know, Grisham was an upgrade. That's what people were saying. So, you know, now I'm not sure. I think we're trying to lay too much on coaches at this point. I think there are some personnel issues right now.
Yeah, Tyler Grisham is young. You know, this is his second year coaching. So he came straight in, as far as I know. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but he came straight in and I think almost immediately became a receivers coach.
Yeah.
So you got to give him some time, just like the offensive line. But the main point that I called in about, Walt, defense. Man, what a great weekend for defense in college football. I saw at least 4 awesome goal line stands. You know, Clemson, Georgia Tech, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Penn State, and the best of all, the West Virginia, Virginia Tech goal line stand. When I was scared to death, Walton, West Virginia's coaching staff was going to let them score and try to go and give themselves enough time to go back and score again. I'm so glad that Coach Brown called that timeout and told his defense, it seemed like anyway, it's on you guys.
Well, look, that was a massive choke job by Virginia Tech, honestly. West Virginia had totally collapsed, stopped playing with a 27-7 lead, and let Virginia Tech all the way back. Then they throw an interception with 2 minutes left from their own 17-yard line, just inexcusable. I mean, all you need to do is punt the ball there. And actually, that's one of my biggest problems in college football right now, is that too many college coaches view punt as a four-letter word. Punt is not a four-letter word. You know what is a four-letter word that doesn't have 4 letters? 50-plus yard field goals. Stop trying 50-plus yard field goals at the college level. Just punt the friggin' ball.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Walt, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying that particular set of downs was an excellent defensive stand for West Virginia, no matter what they did the rest of the game.
I think what we have really in college football the first 3 weeks is we have a lot of bad offense. We have a world class. We have a strategy being applied sort of across the board, which is 2 and 3 eye safeties. It's not letting anything get over your head. It's forcing teams to work the ball underneath, and that's being done across the board. But you know who it's not impacting? It's not impacting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm talking strictly college.
Right, but what my point is that the players who are playing for these colleges and a lot of these offensive situations are relatively new, and they're not handling it. They're not handling the looks that they're seeing, whereas the elite quarterbacks who play the game at a higher level are.
Yeah, we talked about this after the first weekend. I'm still going to hold out that defense is going to make a stand this year. I thought so after the first weekend. I still think that defense is going to. But the last point, some friends and I after Saturday, we got to talking about who might go undefeated in the Power Five conferences.
Nobody.
And, you know, people brought up Penn State. Penn State, if they go undefeated, they're going to earn it more than probably any other team ever with their schedule. I came up with Oregon, and the surprise in Oregon, I think you might possibly agree with. I know you don't really care for them as a team, but you got to look at that Pac-12 and Oregon's schedule. But I honestly, Walt, I think Kentucky might go undefeated. I mean, their hardest game left is Georgia, and that's coming off the Georgia-Auburn, where, you know, Georgia has to travel to Auburn, and Kentucky gets Georgia on October the 16th.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going with, Robert. I'm going with nobody.
Well, that's how this whole conversation got started. I made the comment. I was like, is anybody going to go undefeated in the Power Five?
I mean, nobody looks any good. I mean, Penn State looks good, but, you know, they're playing at home. I know they won at Wisconsin, but Wisconsin can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building. I mean, I still think Penn State is off to a good start and has a couple good wins. And as I said at the start of the show, maybe this is the year that you see different teams in the college football playoff if the major schools don't get it together. But I don't like the looks of anyone, and I appreciate your defensive theory, Robert, but I'm just not buying it. I just think the offenses are really subpar right now compared to what they were, other than this sort of adopted worldwide overnight strategy about 2 and 3 eye safeties and keeping everything in front of you and making teams work down the field. That seems to be the adopted strategy seemingly overnight that's been put into practice. And I think that is slowing things mentally for some of these young quarterbacks at the collegiate level. Will they figure it out? I think so. But again, I just go back to this. if Alabama was playing this year, if last year's Alabama team was playing this year, if LSU's team from 2 years ago was playing this year, they would be beating the brains in of all these teams. They'd be winning like 70-0, 70-10, 70-20, and there'd be nothing any of these teams can do about it. Because I think largely these defenses are all vastly overrated right now in college because I just don't think they're being challenged. I don't think any of these defenses right now are as good as they look. I just don't. And that includes Clemson, Georgia, includes all of them. I don't think any of them are as good as they look because I don't think any of them are being challenged. But by the end of the year, I think some of them will be challenged, and then we'll see how well they hold up.
Yeah, well, like I said after the first week, one of the reasons I think that the talent on some of these defenses is really starting to show. And maybe we'll see, you know, that is, you know, the defenses really continue to play this way. Maybe we'll see some offenses get it in gear. You know, I mean, I ain't nobody going to stop Ole Miss that I know of. But I think the talent is starting to really show up. And, I described it at length in that call. But, well, man, I appreciate
thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call, as always. Yeah, you know, again, Ngata had 100 yards receiving against Georgia in the first game. Just keep that in mind. Keep that little thought in your head and ask yourself what an Alabama would have done with Mac Jones and a dominant offensive line and a dominant Najee Harris and the best player in the country in Devontae Smith. Malcolm, good to have you.
Well, how you doing?
Good, Malcolm.
I got a couple of things, and it's one baseball, if you don't.
No, go ahead.
Okay, first I want to ask you, I agree with you that every team has an issue. And I think for Georgia, I still haven't seen anybody test the secondary. And they did take a couple of hits on a long ball this weekend. So that concerns me. I don't think anyone has tested them yet. So the jury is still out on that. And I also thought that Georgia offense looked much, much better the last 2 weeks. And I think they have weapons coming back that's going to help a lot. So I think we got a lot to look forward to. What do you think?
Well, again, I don't think there's anything that approaches a good team right now. Is Georgia one of the better teams right now? Maybe. I mean, but the whole Georgia resume is based on the fact that you scored 10 points and beat Clemson. You know, that's what the resume is. Well, you know, right now, Clemson just struggled to beat Georgia Tech. So my point is, I just don't see anything from any of these teams right now. I don't think anybody looks good at all. I mean, other than maybe, I don't know. I want to say maybe Penn State or Iowa, but I don't think they look great either. I mean, I think they look okay compared to some of the others, but I right now, to me, you know, somebody asked me earlier, you know, how would you rate them right now? I wouldn't. I'm not ranking any of these teams at the top right now because I don't believe in a single one of them right now.
Well, and it's only game three. Well, we got a way to go. It's game three. I really don't think you know anything about a team until you get like five games in. I don't think you really, you know, by five games in, you want to know who you are. And I don't think anybody exactly know who they are right now.
I think it might take 9 or 10 games this year, Malcolm. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a quick Mets question, if you don't mind?
Yeah. A Mets question. Hey, Ramona, it's late September, and I get a Mets question.
Well, the reason I'm asking is this week they had a 30 for 30 on Once Upon a Time in Queens. Did you happen to watch
it? You know, Malcolm, I don't watch anything on that network, but I saw that because I somehow bumped into it when changing channels one night, and I watched it. Yeah.
Did you happen to watch episode 3?
Oh, God. I don't
know. No, if anything has episodes, he missed the...
I think I watched 2 episodes, but I think
you watched 2.
I think they're more like 5 and 6 or something. I'm not sure.
Okay. I was fascinated by it. When did you become a Mets fan? Can I ask you that?
Life. As a kid, I used to be in the Mets dugout all the time. My family had connections. Yeah.
Okay. So you was a Mets fan back to Stever, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, did you see the thing? Well, you don't know if you saw it. Well, Kevin Sciroldi used to pitch for the Mets. Didn't even flip to the Red Sox. Okay.
Yeah.
So he had told Kevin Mitchell that 2 years before.
Yeah, yeah.
That if it was to pitch for him, that what he would do is pitch him inside. So Kevin must have remembered that, and he hit the home run on it.
Yeah. You know, I did see that. So I guess I saw that episode. He said that until Mitchell reminded of him later, he had forgotten all about it. But he actually, 2 years earlier, had told Mitchell exactly how he would pitch to him. Mitchell remembered it and used that information. Yeah.
Right. I thought that was classic right there. And the other one that was real good to me was how they built that team very quickly. And Keith Hernandez was the key to that team, I think. Him and probably Gary Carter. But they built that team very quickly, and just that quickly, they tore it apart.
Yeah, they tore it apart with Ray Knight being let go. Yeah.
Ray Knight, he was let go on the day they had the parade.
Yeah, well, and you know, look, that whole team, Malcolm, was like a big-time powder keg anyway. You know, they had just the right ingredient of this or that. You know, you had two guys dealing with massive drug problems on that team. Well, actually, more than two, because Lenny Dykstra,
Oh, exactly. He had like 32 felony counts against him. 32, man. Anyway, Walt, y'all go back and talk of football. Yeah. I keep listening, man. I enjoy your show, so take it easy.
Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, I did. I bumped into that. Texas said LSU 2019 and Bama 2020 may have spoiled us, though. What if those teams are two anomalies? Yeah, I don't think so, though, because, again, six consecutive years we've set all-time quarterback passer efficiency rating numbers. I just think that what we have thus far this year is a real massive downgrade in the quality of these offenses. All right, lines remain completely jammed. Rick and Georgia Tech Mike, I know you've both been holding an hour. I'm coming to you first on the other side.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
Hey friends, Don Munson here for Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson. Yes, Buff City has delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily, but they also have laundry soap, foaming hand soaps, shaving soaps, facial bars, beard care products, and all of the accessories to make your skin happy. Shop for yourself, for your friends, family, or co-workers. Buff City has a soap for everyone and every occasion. Visit Buff City Soap in-store or online at clemsonsc.buffcitysoap.com.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
CBS Just Solved Mondays.
Federal agent!
With two doses of NCIS.
You up for a ride?
Saddle up.
First, NCIS returns with an answer to the explosive cliffhanger.
What gives missing? I feel like things are falling apart.
Then, Vanessa Lachey stars in the new series, NCIS Hawaii.
I got you right where I want you.
Just going where the case takes me.
It all starts tonight at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Then, a 7 News consumer exclusive. You don't click. You don't answer. You don't do anything.
and spyware is on your phone.
You can do it without your input in any way, shape, or form.
7 News' Diane Lee is revealing the critical steps to protecting your phone and your information.
It's a huge shift from thinking that our phones are protected to not at all.
I'll give you the simple steps to protect your phone and guard your personal information.
A 7 News consumer exclusive. Tonight on 7 News at 11, right after NCIS Hawaii.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yeah, Walt Tip Tuli Brovich. Yeah, to the people who are writing asking if the phone lines are messed up, no, they're fine. They're just completely busy. So it's Ramona's answer, and you just keep trying. You know, they've been, all six lines have been lit all show. So Tester asks somewhere, here it is, who has the best current O in Power 5? Is it Ole Miss? Yeah, I think it is Ole Miss. I think it's Ole Miss in part because they have the best quarterback in the country. See, they have Matt Corral, who's seen things, okay? And I think that offensive scheme is really good as well. And, for example, I mean, you're not going to find out anything about Georgia's defense until they face a team like Ole Miss. You're not going to find anything about Georgia's defense playing UAB or South Carolina. Look, honestly, we get 11 people from the station and shut down UAB or South Carolina. That's the point of it all. That's the point of it all. Georgia's not faced an offense yet. Is that not patently obvious? Given where Clemson is on the scale against, you know, South Carolina State and Georgia Tech, Georgia's not faced anything close to a real offense yet. And so we'll see as the season goes on. But Ole Miss is dangerous because they are ahead of everybody else on the offensive efficiency scale right now. And a big reason for that is that Matt Corral is playing the quarterback position. Look, I was actually thinking about this the other day. If you asked me to vote for Heisman Trophy today, I'd vote for Matt Corral of Ole Miss. That'd be my vote. I think he's the best player in the country right now. And, you know, I wonder whether Ole Miss is starting to promote that notion or not. Let me get to the phones. Some of these people have been hanging a long time. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Walt. First time caller, long time listener.
Welcome in, Rick. Appreciate you getting in.
Appreciate you, man. Got a lot of good info, and you know, idol to me and all that. So I want to get to the point of this weekend as far as penalties all around football, not just college and NFL. So specifically NFL. NFL, they had a bunch of taunting penalties. And yeah, I might be taunting and all that, but there were a couple plays that were game-trending penalties that, that, as far as like a player looking at someone, and yeah. I don't get why we come to that.
Yeah, I think the NFL at times goes a little overboard with that. I understand that, you know, they don't want anything breaking out on the field, and so they don't want that type of thing. But I think sometimes, you know, people have said that the NFL stands for No Fun League. It's an acronym for No Fun League. And I think there is a little bit of that. I think the NFL maybe tries to police that a little too diligently. But just in general, I thought the officiating at the pro level was just as bad at the college level this weekend. I just thought it was the worst weekend for officiating I've ever seen.
Absolutely. And another thing, like, I mean, it's just, you know, they have all these, you know, scrimmages, you know, with these NFL teams and all that. And, you know, they have all these videos of people and fights breaking out constantly. And, you know, yeah, it's not in front of, you know, 40 to 100,000 people or however many. But, you know, I that's one thing I don't get. And one other thing, too, Will Shipley, I mean, come on, man. Why are we not starting him? Because he literally gained more. He gained 88 yards, and he has a total of 175 yards this year. And he gained 88 out of his 175 yards this game.
Yeah, he's gonna rush for 1,000 yards this year, and people are not gonna be talking about him at the end of the year. And yeah, look, he's clearly the best back on this team, and I think it's time that he's the featured back, and all these other guys get, you know, satellite player carries. I think Shipley is clearly the best back. It's not even a question. No one's close. Sorry, Lynn J. Dixon. Sorry, Pay. Sorry, everybody else. No one's close to Will Shipley in talent. Just not close.
It's the fact, too, that also, like, I think Sunday or they're on TigerNet or David Hood, somebody mentioned that somebody out of the coaching administration said they haven't even named a star. That's one thing I'm kind of frustrated about.
Yeah, you know, Rick, I suspect you're still trying to pay some homage to the veteran players and they believe that they fully had a stable of running backs, but you know, I just think it's so crystal clear that Shipley is miles more talented than any of these other backs. And I think that's the direction they'll go moving forward. Hey, Rick, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, look, you've been hearing me talk about the health there for years, but there's really no better time to take care of your health. The Cellular Health Technologies will build your immunity, reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS in 30 days or your money back. Don't wait any longer. Their coaches have struggled with the same things you have. They want to help you achieve the same results. They've been where you are. These are not people who were born skinny and are telling you all about your struggles. No. These are people who have been where you are. They've struggled. They've experienced the same struggles. They'll go so far as to shop and cook for you. Right now, they're offering a buy one, get one free when you mention you heard it here on the show. So tell them Walt Diptula sent you. Dial the number 1-877-IDEARME, 1-877-IDEARME, or go to idearme.com. You will thank me later. Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. Well, before I start, I did want to say Mississippi State Cowbells have got to go. I watched the game the other night and it just drove me up the wall. But it sounded like static on the game. Anyway, I'd like to do a shout out for Jordan Yates. That young man, he said he had in his locker the words "not enough." He's not fast enough, tall enough, big enough. But he gets the job done, and he's perfected the throw out of bounds. He's always doing what normally I watch a game, I say, why didn't the quarterback do such and such? He does it. His mind is in the game, and that's what makes him a winner, in my opinion.
Well, look, I thought he played really well under the circumstances. Threw for over 200 yards without the benefit of a lot of running game. Late in the game, he was the running game. I thought he played really well. And if you can play really well against this defense, you should be able to play really well against many of the others. I actually think Georgia Tech found some answers in this game. I think they found out who their quarterback is. And I don't know whether this was Dante Smith's coming out party per se, but I thought he looked good. I thought he looked really good. He made some explosive type plays for you, and he complements that backfield situation with Gibbs and all those guys. So, a pretty good performance.
He does that. He's been doing that. It's like he gets the ball two or three touches.
Yeah, I think
and
they
one
need
of them will be a touchdown.
Yeah, I think they need to get it to him a little more. I think they need to get it to Dante Smith a little more.
I agree. Now, I got a question I'd like to leave with you.
Yeah.
The coaches, and even I don't hear on the radio anybody that comments negatively about the quarterbacks, and I'm thinking namely DJ and Jeff Sims for Georgia Tech when he did a Matt Ryan and sunk the team on the first game. In the old days, the coach would just pull the quarterback for a series or two. He wouldn't try to be a psychologist. I mean, obviously, in a Georgia game, DJ's something froze in his mind, and he wasn't thinking. He just pulled him out.
Yeah, but what froze is nobody blocked anybody. That'll cause you to freeze in your mind. I mean,
I thought the second half, I thought so. First half, I thought he was just freezing sometimes, literally, when the guy was closing in on him. And last year, he'd moved.
Yeah, again, I think Mike, it's more complicated than that to me. I mean, last year he had Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell, two guys he had some chemistry with. If you go back and look at the Notre Dame game in which he threw for 450 yards, almost 400 of those yards were to guys who aren't on this team anymore. And I don't think anybody is playing well on the offense right now. The offensive line's not playing well. I don't think he's getting the ball out of his hands as quickly and decisively. His transfer of weight isn't great.
His back foot was off the ground several throws.
Well,
and I don't see how he even threw the ball.
Well, again, I just think against Notre Dame, he was very decisive. The ball was coming out of his hands very quickly. I went back and watched it again this morning. But he also had receivers who were making plays for him. He had guys who were getting open. He had guys who were producing yards after the catch. Again, I posed this question earlier. I actually don't know the answer because you'd have to go look this up. What was the yards after? I think he had like 18 completions on Saturday. What was the yards after the catch? The total yards after the catch? Yeah, it was like nothing. It was like there was nothing. Now, part of that is the number of guys Georgia Tech is dropping, but still, Clemson's not getting that right now, and the receivers aren't doing a good job blocking in the run game or when someone else catches the ball. And you have no big runs without wide receivers blocking downfield. It's just a given. So,
well, and also the only way Yates got in the game was Sims got hurt.
Yeah.
Wasn't a coaching move.
Yeah.
But the old days, they'd pull the quarterback, they'd let the sub play a series or two, and then if he did really good, they'd leave him in. Otherwise, they'd put the starter back in. And it seemed like they would calm down.
Yeah, and I've been
on the sideline.
And I've been asked about
why don't they do that anymore?
You know, Mike, I think it differs in every situation. I've had some people ask me that question. I think in Clemson's situation is they've got to find some continuity. And I don't think moving pieces around right now when you're struggling to find an offensive identity is going to help that continuity. I think you just need to keep playing. And I think some of these things will take care of themselves as the season moves along.
Well, I like the old way because I think we think they're more fragile than they are.
Yeah, and
we're going to destroy their confidence if we pull them.
Yeah, and I get that. I really do. Hey, Mike, good talking to you as always. You know, I do get that, but I think in Clemson's situation, that's not where this team is. The starting quarterback of this team is DJ Uiagalelei. It's not anybody else. It's not Tyson Fumichon. It's not anybody else. Now, look, if it continues to be an issue, then at some point, yeah. But I just don't think you're there yet. I think that you just need to keep playing. More games, more game reps, more in-game continuity with this group of receivers, more offensive line playing shoulder to shoulder at their new spots. And I also think that, again, I sort of think that Georgia Tech was uniquely shaped defensively to make Clemson's offense look worse than it is. I actually think it'll look a little better in these next couple games just because you're not going to face the experienced depth of four stars that Georgia Tech has back there, nor that particular scheme. We lost a couple people. So you actually have a shot to get in right now. You have one line open. Who's up here next, Ramona? It is Tiger John. Tiger John, I know you've been on forever. I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They helped Ramona with her roof repair. It's never leaked since. Ne'er-do-well satellite installer. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of their business comes from previous customers and referrals. There's a reason someone's in business 80 years. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience and who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. It's the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated. Four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Make sure that you have that. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. Five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Or online at gilstraproofing.com. I actually have two lines open. Somebody drop. You can get in for the first time all day. Quick break.
Listen to high school football on The Roar, Friday night, hosted by Kwok and Donald Clark. And participate in the high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. It's sponsored by Clemson Allstate agency Stephen Fisher in Patrick Square, Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the chicken basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good and only at Bojangles.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Folks, Clemson football is back, and Death Valley will be rocking. On your way to Tigertown this season, your first stop should be Elkmont Trading Company. Lee and Amy have been working hard this summer getting new game day and fall items ready for you. It's really exciting seeing all the new gear and clothing on the sales floor. Elkmont features outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, and so many more. But right now, it's all about the unique game day selection at Elkmont. Truly custom jewelry, clothing, tailgating accessories, and home decor that will set you apart. While in town, come in and enjoy locally brewed pint of craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant. Elkmont is at 93 exit on Highway 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville. And remember, folks, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
Diamonds Direct's incredible 5-year zero interest financing is happening now. Pick any item, spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest. And this includes all of our world-class designers, like Simon G. From modern flair to classic elegance, every Simon G. ring is made to reflect the unique brilliance of the woman who wears it. Come see the entire Simon G. collection this Friday and Saturday and take advantage of 5 years zero interest financing on approved credit only at Diamonds Direct. Get detailed store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment is the largest locally owned construction equipment sales and rental company in the upstate. For 21 years, we've supplied equipment that's helped build our communities. Takeuchi Equipment and Attachments are the cornerstone of our business. If you need to make a purchase before year end, we need to talk now. With high demand and low inventories, don't be left out. Call us today or visit us online, and remember, when you have equipment needs, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/sports.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know what's amazing? I have Vol Nation talking crap on Twitter. If I was a Vol fan, I mean, I'd be like living in an underground bunker somewhere. I certainly wouldn't be talking crap about Clemson or anything to do with Clemson. I mean, really, shut the blank up. You know what, Vol Nation? You spent the whole preseason telling me about how great Milton was going to be. I can't even find you now with the search party. Where have you gone? You got embarrassed by Pitt at home. Your program has been a disaster since 1998. A quick check of the year tells me it's 2021. Vol fans. I mean, are you kidding me? You don't even get to talk about football anymore. Go talk about women's basketball or something. You don't even get to talk about football anymore. By the way, why does the WNBA play their season now? Why is I've never understood that. They play like a 34-game season. Why is it now? I just don't get that. I don't think that helps. I really don't.
Oh, I didn't know that. I assume they played while the men were playing.
No. You know? No, Texas says you're correct. The Georgia defense has looked pretty good against bad teams. Georgia's defense looked good last year until Florida hung 57 points and or 571 yards and 44 points on them last year. Right, right. I think that what we're seeing is a mirage. And I still think at the end you better be able to score. And if at the end of this process the only team in the country that can score is Ole Miss, then don't be surprised if they win the national title. Don't be. I still think you're going to need to score. No, I think a lot of these teams will get better. I think Clemson will get better. I think you have to, I know everyone wants to fire everyone, but I think you have to trust this coaching staff to get better. They have previously. There's enough talent. You just need to iron out some of the issues. Tiger John is up first. Tiger John, good to have you.
Good to have you, Walt. I've got some questions on this past weekend's game. I mean, I know everybody's saying inexperienced, and I get that, but we have, I would love an offensive line coach or a former offensive line to just maybe answer some questions, not for me, but for everyone else. I mean, McFadden, Bockhorst, and Putnam all started last year. I mean, I know there's a little bit of differences, but one guy on social media says, oh, we don't have the experience there. Well, technically, we kind of do. I mean, not at those positions. We've moved people around, but experience game-wise is there with three out of the four guys there starting currently. Running back, he says, we don't have any experience. Well, he is right about that, but Shipley and Pace look good to me, and imagine with a good offensive line what they really can do. And then quarterback, I mean, DJ has the experience, but with the last caller, it seems like DJ, these past few games, he's kind of being like Cam Newton, throwing off his back foot. And he threw a ball, I remember, Saturday across the field, which is kind of a big no-no. He got lucky, but he threw it off across. I mean, he just wasn't stable. I think he needs to follow through like last year. I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, offensive line, I guess, but it just seems like to me, Robbie Caldwell hasn't recruited well at that position in the past. We're stacked everywhere else except for offensive line and special teams. Why can't we get these big-time guys in? I mean, looking at Boston College, Notre Dame, I mean, those guys are some hog mollies up front.
Well, you know, look.
Do you have an answer to that?
Sure. I mean, listen, first of all, Boston College had a bunch of guys who were supposed to be All-Americans last year. They blocked nobody all year. They didn't run the ball at all a year ago. They had all preseason picks, all this alleged talent, and they didn't block anybody. Notre Dame pretty much does every year. You're not wrong about that. But I think the offensive line is a continuity issue. I mean, it changes when guys change positions. Bockhorst, I mean, Bockhorst didn't even really seem to be being talked about at the center position until relatively late in the process. But I think at the end of the day, you didn't trust the Rayburn answer, and you went to the Bockhorst answer. Well, Bockhorst is having some adjustment problems at center. There were times he was getting stood up in that game in one-on-one matchups and shed. So, you know, if you're not handling the center spot, and again, he's a guy who changed positions, so he's still getting used to the center position. I think Clemson has struggled at both guard spots all year. Tate has talent. Tate is one of the type of guys you're looking for, but he's a kid, and he's thrown into the mix, and he's making mistakes. I mean, you know, he jumps off on the first play of the game. On the shuffle pass on the 4th-and-2, they pull him, and he blocks nobody. You know, and there's a guy right there who winds up being part of the tackle on the play that holds Shipley short, and that's who Tate should have blocked, but he didn't. He ran right past him, you know, and that's who he should have blocked. Instead, he pulled to block nobody. And the play's success was left to Davis Allen on an offensive lineman, on a defensive lineman who he couldn't handle, who stood Davis up. And Davis competed on the play. Don't misread me. I don't want to make it seem like he didn't. No, he gave everything he had on the play. He's just dealing with the guy who's 40 pounds heavier than him. And so that play got blown up as a result of those two issues. You had a tight end trying to handle a defensive lineman and by himself, and he didn't win that battle. And then Tate on the pull didn't block anybody. So, you know, so you've got some youth that's making mistakes. And then you have new guys in some positions. You've got two new tackles. McFadden switched from the right to the left. That's a big adjustment. And we're in the infancy of the season. So I just think that these guys, you know, one of the areas you look at when you're trying to evaluate a team coming into a season is how many starts an offensive line has cumulatively, the guys together. Right. This team has none. I mean, this team has a bunch of guys playing in different positions, new guys in the mix, and they're not handling it well so far. And do I expect that they'll get better? Yes. How much better will go a long way to determining whether Clemson's a factor in the end of this process or not. But to this point in the year, I think this offensive line has played worse than last year's did. And I didn't think that was likely coming in.
The other thing, I don't know if it's just me, or other people, but, you either have it or you don't have it, whether it needs to be coaching changes made here. Maybe not now. I'm not a fan of making changes in the middle of the season, or personnel changes. But I love Dabo and I trust her staff and everything. But sometimes it's like I'm just like tired of the excuses. I get it. Georgia Tech was the plan. Something they didn't practice all week and everything. But you had a weird game with a long halftime, and great coaches made great adjustments. You can still throw. One guy was like, "Well, they're playing deep safeties," and I get that, but you can still throw at them and maybe throw some trickery in there to get them off their feet a little bit. I trust our receivers any day of the week over a guy from Georgia Tech.
Thank you, John. I have to run, John. I appreciate the call, as always. Again, the receivers have to play better. The whole offense has to play better. And I would just suggest this. Wait until game 7 or 8 before we start firing people. I think things will get better. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side. Like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, should help push you towards your goals, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on new financial approaches to help better produce or better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. This is Greg Wales. Greg knows that you've worked hard for your money. You need it now to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. He'll be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping you to lead a more fulfilling financial future. That's Greg Wales. Schedule your free consultation today at 654-5043. We'll be right back.
CCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
We've all been there. Rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
After age 30, playing hard can hurt. A lot. When your body needs a timeout, call AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their physician specialists have treated the pros for hand, knee, hip, and joint injuries. They'll explore non-surgical options and therapy, and full surgical care is available at an AnMed Health if necessary. It's not just a joint. It's the life and activities you love. So call 716-6140 for an appointment at AnMed Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They'll help you get back in the game.
Have you thought about going back to school and finally completing your degree? If so, Southern Wesleyan University is your answer. 100% online classes, competitive tuition, and the opportunity to advance in your career. Pursuing a degree at SWU is worth your time and money. You will find curriculum that combines an ethic of care with real-world concepts, taught in a faith-filled community that equips you with the skills to meet the needs employers are looking for. Step into faith. Step into community. Step into SWU. Apply today with no application fee. Go to www.swu.edu.
Dealing with addiction and don't know where to turn? At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we are dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Gain laundry items, $7.98 each. Select 16.5 pounds Purina One Dry dog food.